Right now on VFN TV, Vice President Mike Pence shares his personal testimony just the other day in Florida. You'll hear it firsthand. And we're going to be talking about revival all over the world, awakening taking place, miracles taking place in Colombia, Holy Spirit's breaking out in India, Argentina, around the Indian Ocean, Gulf Coast, Daphne, Alabama. And it's exciting what we're going to be talking about in an interview with Andre Bossoni right now on VFN TV.
To VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
So what Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit. Instead, he put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom, the evil one was on trial, and the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns back towards the judge, and as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down, and the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year. Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength, and it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn, and I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well, and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again in America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's, I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
the... 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, we are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me just a moment is John Ramos. Well, I'm so excited to be able to share with you our Vice President Mike Pence. He was just in Florida at the Church of the Glaze, and he's visiting. And he goes to church continually, it looks like, every Sunday, even though he has his big entourage with him. But he shares the answer to the question, when did you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? How did you meet Jesus? As a matter of fact, let's hear Vice President Mike Pence's testimony right now.
We want you to feel welcome.
I do.
Mr. Vice President, I have been on this stage, one of our campuses, for the better part of 2 decades, and I'm never nervous. I'm a little bit nervous right now because you are the Vice President of the United States of America. Wow. Thank you for honoring us. And listen, when I talk to, by the way, your whole staff's been remarkable. They're all so kind, very diplomatic. They've asked for a lot of necessary, you know, protocols to make this something secure for you and our people. But they've been so great. And Sarah said that you not only want to be here and worship with us, but you're a man of faith. I knew that already. And you love to share your faith story. So let me ask you this question. We're talking about, you know, how we share our faith, hooked. How did Jesus hook you?
Well, first, just let me say thank you so much, Pastor Dave. Thank you for your leadership of this wonderful ministry. And it's just inspiring to be here.
I love you, Peter.
I can tell you my wife, Karen, will be jealous when I report back this.
Bring her next time.
We feel she's returning from Europe. She represented the United States at the Special Olympics in Austria. I'm proud of her. But this feels very much at home to us. For me, I grew up in a wonderful church family. It was church on Sunday morning. It was grace before dinner. But I walked away from that when I was in high school. I had no interest in faith. I thought it was for other people. Then I went off to a little college in southern Indiana and started to attend a Christian fellowship group on the campus. I was invited by some good people to come. I can't remember why I kept going back. It was Tuesday night. They called it Vespers in the little chapel on campus. But I found myself encouraged when I went there, and along the way, a young man who was a senior in college at the time, and now pastors a large church in Indiana, he was doing exactly what you were talking about people doing with neighbors. I didn't realize it. He just had taken an interest in me, and he was talking to me about faith. And I got to a point where I said to him, you know, I told him, his name is John Gable. I said, John, I've decided I'm going to go ahead and be Christian. I did. Said that. And he had this cross he wore around his neck. And this was before everybody could order anything on their phones. And I said, where'd you get that good cross? Because I want to go ahead and be Christian now. And he said, well, I got in a catalog. And so I started bothering him. And we were in a fraternity together. And I started saying, well, so get me that catalog. I got to, you know, order that because I'm going to be wearing it now. And I'll never forget the day. This is absolutely true. We were in the cafeteria at the fraternity. And I said, hey, John, remember, get me that catalog because I got to get that. And he turned and he looked at me and said words that to this day he never remembers saying. He looked at me and said, you know, you got to wear it in your heart before you wear it around your neck.
Wow. Wow.
And it hit me, just hit me. I think I stood there for 10 minutes because I felt like he just kind of pulled the curtain aside and he looked right at me and just said, I see you. I see you for what you, where you really are. And it was a few weeks later, I went to a great contemporary Christian music festival in Wilmore, Kentucky, called Ichthus in 1978. And I heard lots of great singing, just like I heard this morning. And I heard lots of wonderful preaching. And Saturday night, sitting in a light rain, I walked down and not out of anything other than my heart really finally broke with the deep realization that what had happened on the cross in some infinitesimal way had happened for me. And I gave my life and made a personal decision to trust Jesus Christ as my Savior.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that with us. Okay, here's a question. I have great people, and they're faithful at church, but some of my people, not the ones here, of course, but if there's a lot of traffic, if it sprinkles, they don't come to church. What you go through just to attend church is remarkable. Why, even as you travel, is attending worship such a big thing for you?
Well, you know, the Bible tells us, do not absent yourself from the assembly, as some are in the habit of doing.
Amen, Hebrews.
And for me, it's always the best hour of the week.
Come on.
It's just a time that...
best hour of the week. Somebody please tweet that.
It's a time when we're refreshed and we just moved back to Washington, you may have heard. And so we visited a few churches, and it's... just an incredible blessing, but for me, it's very important. But you're right. I travel with a few more people now, but I would tell you very honestly, Pastor Dave, it's not hard for me. But these men and women in the Secret Service who travel with me, and the military people, they are amazing.
Yeah.
And I really appreciate you giving them a round of applause. They're right over here.
And Mr. Vice President, just be on the other end working with them. They have been exemplary and amazed how kind they are and get everything they want at the same time. In fact, I'm gonna jump to actually a question. It seems like, and I don't want this to be political, but just this is more about manners for me. It seems that our nation is so divided right now. And one thing watching you work through the whole election process, politics, party aside, when you were in fact, I didn't know a lot about you till the first time I watched you in the vice presidential debate.
Well, that put you in the clear majority.
Got to be honest on this stage. But the way your responses were not just intelligent, your convictions were clear, but you were respectful and kind. And in my opinion, that was sorely absent from a lot of the political conversation this last time. And where a lot of... I think where Americans are struggling right now is it is so partisan, it's reduced the conversation to name-calling and labeling, and that doesn't help us move the ball down the field. And I think where the church can be helpful, if especially a diverse church like this church, if we can model how you can disagree but not be disagreeable. And I thought you did a brilliant job having respectful discourse with people who politically had different points of view. So how would you guide us? How can the church help bring unity to a country where convictions are so polarized?
Well, I honestly think that, number one, I'm very humbled by your comments. And it's just the greatest privilege of my life to be vice president to President Donald Trump. He is... I told him I was going to be here this morning. I told him I was going to be here this morning, and he said, "That's great." And he wishes everybody well. You know, for me, what the president really personifies is, I think, the pathway forward here. He's got broad shoulders, but he's got a big heart. I didn't know him at all. I had met him twice, shaking his hand when he called and asked me to come and spend some time as a family and last summer to see whether or not he might be interested in asking me to do this job. And, you know, I tell people sometimes, he's bigger than life, you know, always memorable, charismatic, and then there's me, you know. It's like I guess he wanted to balance the ticket, you know. But what I found in him, honestly, Pastor Dave, when I met him, is really he's a strong man, but he's one of the most considerate people that I've ever met. He's gracious to a fault. He has, I truly believe, he's got the gift of hospitality, and that may explain some of the business success he's had in that industry for which Florida is so well known. But I think for the president and for me, it comes down to being willing to fight for what you believe in, but doing your level best to treat others the way you want to be treated.
You did a great job being convicted, yet still being kind. And I think that is sorely lost in the dialogue right now in our country to a degree.
Well, I think it is, but it's, to be honest with you, there's, I think we see a lot on cable television of the, you know, the push me, pull you of...
sensation.
Dr. Doolittle, you know, you never see a television show where there isn't somebody here and somebody there. But, you know, what I've seen the president do and is welcome members of both political parties into the Oval Office since the beginning of this administration. And I think beyond all the political rhetoric, I think we're going to find a time where as we work together to make the country safe again, as we work together to make the country prosperous again, And as we really continue to advance the interests of the nation, I think we're going to see that unity come back. But I, for me, for my house, it all really does come down to just wanting to treat others the way you want to be treated.
I think the King said that.
I truly do believe that we've passed through a very difficult time, but I also think it's been made difficult by the challenges that we faced at home and abroad, by the struggles in our economy. And as we turn the country around and we turn the country back to the common sense principles that'll make us strong again and prosperous again, that's going to forge a new unity in America, and I see it already happening.
Let me ask you one last question, and it's simply this. We are urged in Scripture to pray for our leaders. And I tell my church all the time, means you pray for the guy you voted for, and you also pray for the person you didn't vote for. It's a blanket statement. And would you allow us the honor, Mr. Vice President, praying for you?
Well, let me say, Pastor Dave, the sweetest words that I or the president ever hear are across a rope line or as we're walking through a public place, someone will reach out and very earnestly say, "I'm praying for you." And I just want you to know... we all feel it. We feel it. There's that great story in the Bible where Moses began to falter in the midst of a battle, and he had one stand on one side and one stand on the other and hold up his arms. And I want you to know that on behalf of the president, the first family, on behalf of our little family, we feel your prayers, and we encourage you to continue to carry all those who serve in every political party, all the men and women who serve in uniform, in your prayers. And I truly do believe that by God's grace, the best days for America are yet to come. So thank you. I'd love a prayer.
I'd love to pray for you. And if your nice people in suits won't come tackle me, I'm going to come over here and just put my stand with you, if I may. Father God, we are commanded in Scripture to pray for those you've allowed to lead us and to honor them. And it is our great privilege to honor Mike Pence, the Vice President of the United States of America. Father, I pray for him everything a good leader needs: wisdom, discernment, protection, blessing for he and his family. And Father, for those that govern, that have the willingness to sacrifice and enter into the public realm, Father, we're grateful for them. And so whether it's red or blue or donkey or elephant, doesn't matter. Here's a man of God who's looking to you for wisdom and help. So, Father, I thank you for the wonderful way he does commingle kindness with his convictions. I pray that it would become the norm and not the exception. But, Father, thank you so much, and we honor the Vice President of the United States of America. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Is that not awesome? We just bless our president. We're so grateful for Vice President Pence and just love for God, love for the country, honoring the president. It's just so exciting to see the blessing that God has given us in our country. And when you a nation's blessed who's God's the Lord's, by the way. And so you can know a blessing is coming upon America like we've never seen before. We're going to go to a break, but we come back from this break. Miracles, signs, and wonders, a glory outpouring, awakening all around the world. And we actually have video footage to show you what's taking place. It's going to stir hunger in your heart. And you know what? God is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's right with you right now. And if you're a believer, he's even in you. But you know what? He's waiting for one thing: to reach out and touch him, though he's not far from you. Hunger. This is going to stir your hunger, wanting you to have more of God. You're going to go, oh, God. And he's going to meet you right where you are. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Everybody will love it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, when you love the Word of God, I mean, it's exciting in your abiding time. By the way, beginning to abide now. Learning how to abide with God is so important, because he says, apart from abiding in me, Jesus said, you can't even do any of this. And we have a simple plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You know, most people want to abide. They want to spend that time with God, but they need a plan. We have a free plan for you. It's at iabide.org. You just fill out that little simple request thing. It comes right to you in your email, and it's a great step-by-step.
It's beautiful.
How you can begin to abide with him. Listen, you want to begin to hang out with the king. Since his kingdom is manifesting,
right.
It's be the greatest thing he's ever done in the face of the earth. It's about to happen. You want to know the king.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. That was so awesome to see Vice President Mike Pence, you know, sharing his testimony.
So encouraging.
Isn't there a scripture that says a nation is blessed whose God is the Lord, right?
We're blessed.
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 We're just a blessed, blessed country. Well, we are going to talk about just a move of God and the presence of God. I believe your hunger is going to be so stirred up. And it shows you the importance of media.
Yes.
The media mountain and the importance of like VFN TV. Is you know, maybe you're called in the media. Maybe you have a desire to make movies and a desire to be a part of like a television program like this. And there's so much in store for you. As a matter of fact, there's internships available at VFN TV. When you see some of these videos that are taking place, you could be shooting. You could be in the middle of the power and the presence and the glory of God and spreading it all over the earth through media. It's about time we spread some light.
Oh yes.
Instead of some darkness right there.
Oh yeah.
So we are going to be. The particular man that we're talking about.
Andres Bassani.
Right. And he is going around ministering around the world, and he is documenting it. And so we're going to go from country to country to country, and yes, even to America on the Gulf Coast. If we can make it there.
If we can make it.
We got a lot to cover. As a matter of fact, this is him. This is a powerful miracle. Miracles taking place in Colombia. You got to see this. And understand this. If you've never seen a miracle, if you've never seen the presence of God manifest in the power of God, you know, we're electrical beings. I mean, your brain fires off electrical charges that causes your hand to move up and down. You know, if you have an electrical stimulator from your doctor trying to work on a back or strengthen a muscle, it's firing off the electrical nerves in your body. Well, God is so powerful. When he comes near folks, you know, you'll start seeing sometimes people reacting like electrical. It literally looks like a low current. Sometimes a high current, you know.
It all depends what you get, you know.
Yeah, but it's the power of God. And we know this personally from our own experiences.
Yes.
So, you know, we're showing you what we know is true that can happen. And it
that
creates
has
a
happened.
Hunger for God. It's a powerful thing. It draws you to the Lord. As a matter of fact, here it is. This is Colombia, and it's a powerful, powerful move of God. Take a look.
Tú te arrepientes de tus pecados, Dios abre los cielos sobre tu vida y Él declara sobre ti que tú eres su hijo amado, su hija amada, en quien Él se complace. Y el Espíritu Santo viene a llenarte con su presencia y Él da testimonio a tu espíritu de que eres un hijo y una hija de Dios. El Espíritu Santo comienza a hablarte acerca de tu identidad, de quién tú realmente eres. Como hijos de Dios, tenemos que ser no solamente llenos del Espíritu, también tenemos que ser guiados por el Espíritu Santo. Dice la palabra que los que son guiados por el Espíritu, esos son los hijos de Dios. Y el Espíritu Santo, dice la Biblia, que Él te anhela celosamente. Él quiere que tú cierres la puerta de tu cuarto y que pases tiempos a solas con Dios. Que tu relación con Dios no dependa de los demás, sino que sea algo personal que tú tienes con Él. Dios quiere una relación personal contigo. Él quiere hablar cara a cara contigo. Él quiere revelarte su corazón, sus misterios, sus propósitos, sus sueños a tu corazón.
13 años sufriendo de fibromialgia, unos dolores intensos en cabeza, cuello, cuerpo. últimamente ya no dormía.
¿Dolor se fue?
Dolor se fue, no tengo dolor. Primera vez no tengo dolor en mi cuerpo.
La gloria de Dios cayó sobre ella. Ella sintió literalmente que hubo una mano que se le metió dentro del pulmón, le arrancó el pulmón y después le metió un pulmón nuevo.
También era sorda y muda de nacimiento. El poder de Dios cayó sobre ella y ya puede escuchar.
¡Mana! 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 ¡Mana!
¡Jesús!
¡Mana!
¡Jesús!
¡Mana!
¡Jesús!
¡Mana!
Con problemas, no podía escuchar y tampoco podía hablar. Ahora me pude comunicar con él, me escuchó. Jesús.
Well, that's Colombia. You think that's something? Well, it's also happening in India. As a matter of fact, take a look. This is India. Very same man, very same God touching folks in India. Listen up.
When he opens your eyes to see his beauty, to see his goodness, to see his kindness, you will turn to him with all of your heart. You will fall in love with him. Your life will be transformed. Your mind will be set free. Your body will be healed. When your eyes are open to see Jesus.
We've come to join the song. We've come to join the
song. You must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You must believe in his death on the cross. You must believe his resurrection from the dead.
Numbness in her hands, both her hands, the fingers, for 1 year, and now she is completely free. She had pain for her in her shoulders, but now after the prayer, she has no pain at all. She is totally free. She was having severe back pain, and she was suffering with that for a long time. But today, when the prayer was going on, she felt something rolling from her leg all the way up to her top, and then it was keeping on rolling up and down, and now she has no pain at all. 1 year he has been having pain in his leg. He could not even stand for worship. But today, when the prayer was going on, he felt a heat wave going through his body, and he knows that the pain is completely gone. The Lord has healed him. She felt the heat coming over her eyes.
And now she can see perfect.
Very clearly she can see. She had a headache for 2 or 3 years. She felt like something shivering in her head. And now she doesn't have that headache anymore. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is Lord.
So awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, that is so awesome. Andre Bassani's ministry, as he's going around and preaching Jesus saves, Jesus loves, the greatest love that God can ever show you is just to touch you with his love, healing.
That's the greatest miracle.
Embrace you. So many people have been convinced that they're not loved, that God doesn't love them. God loves you so much that he gave his son for you, that so you could be forgiven. And the greatest way to demonstrate that is the power of God, a miracle of God. There's so many miracles in America. I mean, we've seen just a lot of different things taking place. But, you know, there's a lot of things going on that are not real that people watch like that. This is the real deal. This is really taking place. And from Argentina to India, so you're not looking at a culture. You're looking at the culture of the kingdom taking place. Preaching Jesus Christ and him crucified, the power of the cross. And guess what? Even all the way down to the Church of His Presence in Daphne, Alabama. As a matter of fact, let's go there now.
Same Jesus who came bringing this message is here. And he's looking at you with eyes full of love. He's saying, I have good news for you. The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of heaven has come near to you. Repent and believe in the gospel.
Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. We only want to hear your voice. We're hanging on every word. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of the living God. We want to know you more and more. We're hanging on every word.
There's something that I've seen about Jesus. Is that his hand is attached to his heart. And when you touch his heart, he moves his hand. His hand is not attached to his mind. You can come with him with theological arguments, with all kinds of things, but when you touch his heart, when you humble yourself before him, when you worship him in spirit and truth, oh, his hand is not shortened that he cannot heal.
I've had really bad back pain for 5 years to the point where I can't even hardly lift my kids. And now there's no more pain.
I felt a heat go through my eyes. I could see clearer than what I've ever seen clear before.
I've had a knot. I don't know if it was a tumor or what it was on my arm, but it's gone. I mean, I said a while ago, am I crazy or am I feeling this? It's gone.
I was born with half kneecaps, which felt like a pop. I don't know what happened, but I think I'm healed.
He continues to touch. He continues to deliver. He continues to heal because his heart is full of compassion. And when he touches you, that depression will leave. When he touches you, that addiction will break. When he touches you, that sickness will flee. Because at that moment, the kingdom of God met the kingdom of darkness, and the kingdom of light caused the kingdom of darkness to flee.
Crystal meth.
I felt God just pour and heal my body. In Daphne, Alabama, Jesus Christ is Lord.
That is so awesome. I love
Amazing.
It. You know how Americans always say, oh, look, that's America. It's happening in America, too. As a matter of fact, we're going to go right before this break. I want you to go all the way down to Argentina because the same man of God, the same Holy Spirit, the same Jesus is moving. And I hope it's just stirring your passion and helping you realize that God is encountering us. There's a revival coming, an awakening coming that it's going to be so big it won't fit in any building. It won't fit in any. We're going to need people to help out and participate, get discipled. because this God's moving over the face of the earth. It could be the end time harvest. Some people were saying a God moving like this. As a matter of fact, take a look at this. This now, going from Daphne, Alabama, the Gulf Coast of Florida, we're going to swing over to Argentina and watch what's happening in Argentina.
Es el amor de Dios derramado sobre tu corazón. Es una experiencia que te transforma la vida. Porque no hay palabras para describir cuánto Dios te ama. Él lo demostró en la cruz al derramar su sangre por ti. Y no hay amor más grande que este, que un amigo de su vida por ti. Y eso es lo que hizo Jesús. Pero no podemos llegar a comprender ese amor hasta que ese amor es derramado en nosotros por medio del Espíritu Santo. Jesús les dice, les conviene que yo me vaya, porque cuando yo me voy, les voy a mandar otra persona, la persona del Espíritu Santo. Y yo estaba con ustedes, pero ahora yo voy a venir a habitar dentro de ustedes. Y solamente no voy a estar con 12 personas, voy a estar dentro de cada uno de mis hijos y de cada una de mis hijas por medio de mi Espíritu. Totalmente, y miren, están llorando de la alegría. Se fue totalmente el dolor.
Totalmente.
¿Qué fue lo que sentiste?
Fuego.
Bueno, a raíz de un accidente tuvo un problema cervical, no podía mover su cuello ni para atrás ni para los costados.
Para allá. Estaba allá atrás de todo y me vine para acá y un calor y me saqué todo porque
sentí el calor, el fuego, me temblaba todo el cuerpo. Cuando me levanto, no tenía más de dolor. Eso antes lo podía hacer.
Hice un pacto con Satanás.
De sangre. Todo me ardía. Y me sentía tan, tan libre. Y él solo te abraza y te hace sentir tanto amor.
Y no veía nada. Y ahora veo y no me duele. 4, 2, 1.
Donde sea que tú me lleves, yo te sigo, Espíritu Santo. Yo te sigo, porque yo quiero ser tu mejor amigo. En Rosario, Argentina, Jesucristo es el Señor.
When you think about God, God is the creator of the universe. He's holding all things together. I mean, he created the lightning. He created the capacity for electricity. He created our bodies. He created our minds. Remember in the garden, he formed us in his image and his likeness. And when he comes close to you, I mean, his very presence deals with things.
Oh, yes.
You know, nothing can stand in his presence. And obviously, you know, people can't necessarily always stand in his presence. But if you read in the Old Covenant, you know, the priest would go in into the tabernacle. At times they would fall in the presence of God. And we have a particular Baptist minister. We're going to be making this available to you. So he talks about this and how scripturally it happens in Scripture.
All the way from the Old Testament into the New Testament.
And we also, the Assemblies of God, they're answering some of the questions. And they're, you know, it's not necessarily a physical manifestation. It's just, who are you experiencing?
Yeah.
You know, when whatever happens, and it doesn't have to happen this way or that way, are you hungry for God afterwards?
That's right.
You know, I think about you when you were at the Brownsville Revival, and you know, you were doing the business thing and you heard, you showed up and you listened to it, thought it was good.
Yeah.
And you went to go shake Steve Hill's hand.
Yeah.
What took place? What happened when you did? What happened?
Well, I gave my life to the Lord that day, and I came to the end of the altar, and I came to shake Steve Hill's hand, the evangelist.
He was the evangelist at Brownsville, Assembly of God, Brownsville Revival.
And I just want to say, you know, thank you, you know, and I did. I said thank you, and all Steve.
What were you feeling at that point when you were walking up to
just,
him?
Just nothing, just grateful, you know. Yeah. I just gave my life to the Lord, and I just, you know, wanted to shake the evangelist's hand. And when I went to extend my hand to him, he grabbed my hand, and he didn't say, he didn't respond to my statement. Right. All Steve said was, more Lord.
Yeah.
And I flew at least like 3 to 4 feet in the air, fell to the ground, in my 20s at this time, and I am shaking uncontrollably, like a fish out of water, vibrating on the floor. Right. I could not contain myself. It was the most beautiful presence I've ever felt in my entire life. And I began to start crying uncontrollably. Mm-hmm. I was just completely undone in the presence of the Lord. It was the most beautiful feeling I've ever felt. And in fact, it was the very first time I've ever heard the Lord's voice. It was right there as I was shaking. At that time, I was entirely too cool to be looking like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I would not allow that to happen to myself. Yeah. I was in no control of my physical body. It was just so, I wasn't hurt. I wasn't in pain.
Right.
It was just the most beautiful feeling.
Right.
And my question to the Lord is that in that time of my life, Lord, are you even real?
Mm-hmm.
And God spoke to me clear as day. He said, son, you just don't even know.
Right.
And that was the beginning of a journey that I've never looked back 20 years, you know.
And so then you made a decision at that point. Your life shifted.
Yeah. Jesus is Lord.
All God.
All God.
So then that's how you know. I mean, your heart just, it's the authentic encounter with God. It's like when Jesus was walking through the villages, people who wanted him followed him.
Yeah.
People who encountered him follow him. And, you know, what happens after this encounter with God? And that's what we saw plenty of times. You know, it was just powerful. You know, I even think about Pat. He's not on right now. But, you know, Pat Hamilton, that's what happened to him. You know, he was working for me, and he didn't want anything to do with a church and that type of thing. And I'd always tell him, hey, you need to come down. There's a revival going down. And this kind of thing was taking place in the Brownsville Revival. Yeah. Pastor John Kilpatrick was over it, and Steve Hill, the evangelist, was there. And every night, people from around the nations were coming. And, of course, he would look at me like I was strange, you know. He's like, he's my boss, so I got to be nice to him, right?
Yeah.
And so finally, I told him, I said, listen, you know, you need to come on Friday. I'll just pay you for half a day off, all that stuff you say you have to do, get that done, and then come. Of course, he took that. And he came and listened to the whole message. And I just left him there because he would have talked to me if I would have stayed there. And I had all the cameras still on him. Anyway, so we got to pull that film.
You were watching him.
And so then he goes up to be prayed for. You know, he went up. But just the altar call came, and you got to know Pat. I mean, he's like an oak tree. To move him, you got to get some equipment. But God moved him. Just literally moved him before he was sitting to walk straight up, and he never would have really done that at that time in his life. And to give his life to the Lord, because that draw, I mean, that huge draw on the altar was huge. I mean, you get saved 50 times, and like that draw would come.
And what's the presence of God does is it just exposes.
But you're not getting
you.
Saved 50 times.
So, no,
you
know,
but
no.
Just that draw, you just want to. Anyway, so all of a sudden, so Pat's there, and when Dick Rubin goes to pray for him, he's you know standing there staunchly, and Dick puts his hand just barely on him, and he just says, "More Lord," and it's like a lightning bolt shoots right through his head all the way down and nails him to the floor.
Wow.
And that was it. That was it, man. He shifted, his whole life was shifted. And so when you see these kind of things, you have to understand, you know, religion put Jesus on the cross, but a relationship with a powerful God who controls the weather, who you find out that you think you're in control of your life, but when you get around a powerful God, we have people that came to criticize what was going on, and they ended up under the power of God laughing on the floor, and they were actually the center of attention.
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, I came to criticize, and they're just laughing.
Yeah.
Because God's real. And that's what people are questioning. You know, God, are you
real?
Is
he real?
Especially when you've seen a lot of religion. You know, you want, God, are you real? And he is real. He loves you. He's got a plan for your life. And I'm just telling you, it's so exciting. We have so much for you, as a matter of fact, after this break. But first, we have this offer for you. I want you to go to this offer. Look, it's people that partner with us financially, and we send you this gift that you're going to have right now. As a matter of fact, go to it right now.
Offer 2029, Slip Sliding Away, The Battle Between Light and Darkness. There was a song by Simon and Garfunkel in 1975 that was called Slip Sliding Away. It spoke of the nearer that he got to his destination, the more he was slip-sliding away. There is a battle going on that is between the light and the darkness. And if we're not aware of this or don't take it serious, we too can end up slip-sliding into darkness, though we're near our destination and our breakthrough. Jesus is the light and came to bring us into the light, the life that brings eternal life in him. Yet there are those who love the darkness, who are prophets of darkness, trying to draw those who walk in the light to their ways. This message gives you great insight and shows you, though we might have great plans to stay in the light, we still should remain humble, aware, and willing to walk away from those who love darkness. We should love them and hope for them, but when they've made their mind up to live in darkness, you'll find your relationship will be strained and eventually they'll walk away. You'll also learn that it's unwise to turn down your light to make others comfortable and how dangerous that is, as your light may end up going out. Grow in wisdom as children of the light and learn the importance and the meaning of walking in the light. We want to send this offer to you for a love gift of any amount. You can become a partner by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us by mail at VFN TV at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2, PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can call us at 844-408-3688. That's offer 2029. Slip sliding away, the battle between light and darkness.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
We have a law society for undergrad students who are in the legal studies program. Jay, I need to know something regarding a Christian law society, and what will we need to do to go about it, or is there like a national charter?
Well, actually, there is. The Christian Legal Society has student campuses on almost every campus in the country, and I would encourage you to look at that as a possible option, and they've got some great programs and great resources, and I would encourage you to do that. So just go to cls.org, but it's the Christian Legal Society, and they've got great information. It's important to have Christian fellowship groups, and they're allowed to meet just like they can on a college campus, on any other club meeting, or a high school campus. They're allowed to meet, discuss legal issues, and whatever it might be, and the Christian Legal Society would be a good place for you to look at.
Visit us at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Gary is a chief administrative officer and associate pastor from Mandeville, Louisiana. The word today is failure. It's a word that we all dread because none of us want to be marked as a person that's not successful. And yet it's something that we do on a continual basis. We all fail. When I wrote my book, Failing Forward, I was being asked by a television interviewer about the book, and they said, why did you write it? I said, because there's a market for it. Everybody I know has failed, and nobody likes it. Now, think about it. That's true. Everybody has failed. No one likes it. And so I wrote a book, Failing Forward, to help people learn how to fail successfully. And what I would say to you, Gary, is very simple. Failure is never the problem. It's our response to the failure that either becomes a problem and either hurts us, or our response is positive and it helps us. So it's not the mistake, it's not the failure that does us in, it's how we respond to it.
We have a great way for you, our VFN Radio listeners, to connect with us beyond the program. So many of our VFN Radio listeners want more. Well, we have more for you. You can go to VFNTV.com and select VFN Torch. When you see the VFN Torch, you'll be able to get our highlights where we take the program beyond just what you hear on the radio. You'll see videos, you'll have pictures, and so much more. Not only will you be able to listen to these and watch more content, but you have the ability to email them to your friends, to your family, and spread the word. Let me tell you something. Take VFN Radio to the next level. Get more by going to VFNTV.com and select the VFN Torch now.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We have so many things to be able to share with you, but we're running out of time. We're going to make it available for you on VFNTV.com on The Torch. You can find every bit of it there, and hopefully we'll get a chance to be able to talk about more. We have so many testimonies, including what does the Bible say about these kind of manifestations?
Yes.
But realize, this is what Jesus, the Word of God says this, if everything Jesus did was written in books, the world can contain it. And so it's the Word of God keeps us, it's our guideline. We check everything by the Word of God, and it trumps everything. But these things are in the Word of God.
Oh,
it literally has happened. But let's pray right now. I pray right now that God moves in your life. Father God, we love you. We thank you for what you're doing in the earth, for the great awakening that's not just coming to a nation, but to the world. The great revival of a billion souls is beginning before our very eyes, Father God. I just pray right now for hunger to come in the hearts of our audience, Father God. They begin to move. You'd move on them now, Father God, and reveal your love to them, Father God. Heal their bodies. Deliver them from oppression. Set their family back in a place of unity, Father God, again. Lord, we just pray for the churches and the pastors to be hungry again for your presence, God. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, Lord, in America. Send revival just like this across the whole nation and a great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.